So we take you now to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Now, Duffy's Tavern, where they leads me to eat. Eddie the waiter speaking. Duffy and Archie ain't here. Oh, hello, Mr. Duffy. Yeah, I just got a telegram, Mr. Archie, from Bellevue Hospital. Huh? Well, it says here, it says, "Dear Eddie, collect." "Tonsils out and am still alive. I guess only the young die good. Ha ha." "Stop. The nurses here are too cute for wards. Ha ha ha." "Stop. Say, my nurse never smiles. I call her Miss Bedpan of 1946. Stop. "Returning to tavern Friday and would highly appreciate surprise party to welcome me home as I am very popular." Signed, Archie. Say, well, Mr. Duffy, it'd be nice to have him back, won't it? Uh-huh. Tell him you said so, huh? But Mr. Duffy, see, I don't like to use that kind of language. Yeah, well, I have him call you when it comes.
Eddie, I've got Archie's welcome home party all planned.
That's fine, Mr. Duffy. How it works?
Well, first, on account of his tonsils, I think we should give him some ice cream or, something to cool his throat.
Now, how about some pig feet? That'll make him cold all over.
Well, I was saving the pig. I thought maybe we'd have those as the last course. You know, right before the...
After them pig feet, who's alive to make speeches?
Eddie, why do you always run down the food? You've been serving it for 5 years, and you're still making the same jokes about it.
I'm consistent. Same food, same jokes. Hello, Debbie Stavin. Huh? Who's there? Timmelbacher's baby. What's that? Miss Duffy ordered a cake baked in the shape of a tonsil. So you ain't got the tonsil mold, huh? Just a second. Miss Duffy, would an appendix do?
Okay. Tell him to send it over, but make sure it looks real.
Okay, send it over and make sure it looks real. Yeah, that's right. Send it up quick before a peritonitis sets in.
Thanks, Eddie. Now, let's...
Hi, Eddie.
Yes, Mr.
Senator. How do you like the new suit I bought for the welcome home party? Wait.
Double breasted, huh?
So what? So am I. Yes. But, it fits like a glove, don't it?
Well, yeah, if you're thinking in terms of a catcher's mitt. How many pair of pants did you get?
Well, two, naturally. It's a double breasted suit.
Then again, why do men always have to get 2 pairs of pants?
It's very practical. With 2 pairs of pants, the ones underneath don't get dirty.
Then again, do you wear both pair of pants at one time?
I do.
But how do you get into them?
My dear, there are certain things that are not discussed in mixed company.
By the way, Mr. Finnegan,
yeah.
Did you get the welcome home sign from Mr. Archie?
Oh, certainly I got it from a beauty.
Second hand. That's fine. What did the sign say?
It says, "Welcome home from Tokyo, Cecil Smallowitz."
that don't make no sense.
Why not?
Well, Archie's name ain't Cecil Smallowitz.
So what?
He ain't coming home from Tokyo.
Well, what does Archie care where Cecil Smallowitz is coming home from? The main thing is that it's beautiful sentiment.
Looking at it from here. By the way, did you memorize your welcome speech?
Oh, I certainly did. I know it like my own name.
How did it go?
Clifton Finnegan. Hi. what I mean is, welcome home, Archie. Well, yeah. Welcome home, Archie. And I want to say, on the...
behalf...
thanks, yeah, that's it. On behalf of the...
gang.
Ah, yeah, that's it. The gang here at the...
tavern.
Yeah, the tavern. That we want to... Express our
happiness at having you back in our midst.
Right. I hope I don't forget it by the time it gets here.
And no, you won't. No, you got a mind like an elephant.
Oh, say, fellas, wait a minute. Here he comes now.
Where?
Oh, right over there.
Oh, yeah. No. Come on, gang. Let's give it him. We're glad to see you back.
Even without the tonsils, Doc, we're glad to see you back.
No tonsils, no tonsils, no tonsils. We're glad to see you back.
Well, gang, I want to thank you. You know, if I had a lump left in my throat, this welcome would give it to me. Got no idea how it touches me to be back among all these old familiar eyes.
Hey, how do you feel without the tonsils, Doc?
Well, naturally, a little lonesome. Don't forget, the three of us grew up together.
Say, Archie, you look a little pale.
A little pale? Well, you see, before they discharge you from the hospital, they make you take a bath.
Well, welcome back, Archie.
Well, Matty Milner, glad to see you again. You know, wasting the old gut buckets on the Miller side and reading out the old reef beef.
Still the same old lot, huh?
Yes, sir.
Say, Art, by the way, on behalf of it,
on behalf of the gang.
The gang, I had a whole speech in me head. I don't know what happened to it.
Well, poor little speech probably got lonely up there and ran away. But... however, I appreciate the sentiment anyway.
God. By the way, where are the tonsils? Did you bring them with you?
No, I gave them to one of the nurses as a keepsake. You know how dames are about me. She wanted to have them bronzed for a pair of bookends.
Yes, sir. The bedridden Bull Drummond of Bellevue.
I bet you had a lot of fun with the nurses, huh?
Oh, well, for a few days. But then the doctor got wise, you know, and I became the only tonsil case on the sixth floor with me hands in a cast. And even at that, the nurses wouldn't dare walk past me except in groups of three.
Thank you.
doctor pulls out these two bottles, the Pennsylvania and the sulfur lemonade. So I said to him, look, Doc, we don't need them things. I ain't afraid. Just shoot me a little ether.
Oh, what's that ether like, Archie?
Well, you take a little and things get hazy. Now then you take a little more and before you know it, you're paralyzed. Not unlike the effect of our 15-cent ride.
Hi, Arch. How does it feel to be unconscious?
Is he kidding? Well, anyway, as I was saying, we get... Eddie, what's going on here?
Mr. Regan just hit the pinball machine.
Here, give him his nickel.
What's the matter with you? Are you still under that ether?
No, Eddie. When a man lays in bed for a while on the brink of death, he does a lot of thinking. Your nickel. Yeah, man begins to take stock of himself and ask, what's life all about? Yon always striving, working, struggling, like little bees with the hive. Hunting, searching, seeking. For what?
What?
No, Eddie. For something that money can't buy.
You tried buying butter lately?
Eddie, please, will you get your mind out of the butter? No? No, Eddie, I mean bigger things. You see, the trouble with most of us is that we worry too much about the little. Shakespeare was right when he said, what stunk these mortals be? Always worrying about little things. You know, I was thinking there in the hospital. I picked up a paper one morning and I read where a guy choked his wife at breakfast just because she found his coat. How foolish he was. And the time that he took to choke her, he could have been scraping the coat. No, I say, give Reagan his nickel. Money ain't everything. And millions with their cars and chauffeurs. They can be unhappy, too.
Make me unhappy, Pappy.
Now, you're wrong, old man. To them that can see it, the grass grows greener. Always remember that, Eddie.
Top of the bottle, will you?
Well, off the glass. Glad to see you. In the back of me tonsil to use it.
Well, tell me, lad, how was the operation?
The operation? Oh, everything came out all right, Clancy.
Well, how was it? Painful?
Oh, a little. I couldn't talk for a few days.
I wonder if I could persuade my wife to take a tonsillectomy.
Look, Clancy, you wouldn't joke about operations if you ever had one.
Me? Never had an operation. Listen, me boy. In 1930, they took out me appendix. In 34, it was me tonsils. 36, out came me liver. In 39, it was me adenoids. Last year, they pulled out all me teeth. Archie, you're talking to an empty cup.
Well, it seems to have done you good, Clancy. You've even gained weight, haven't you?
Oh, I might have put on 40 or 50 pounds.
What are you talking? I bet you got that much in your bay winter alone. What do you do when you get your shoes shined, Clancy? Take the bootblack's word for it?
Archie, that ain't funny.
Well, maybe it ain't. But, you know, I always think it must be kind of tough on your dogs, you know, walking that pavement with all that obeseliness.
Well, that's not when I feel it. when I get home at night and pull me shoes off. It takes me feet 10 minutes to stop spreading. Well, praise be to the saints, I'll soon have me pension to look forward to.
Yeah, Clancy, that's right. As long as you've got enough to get along. You know, I was thinking, stop that crap game. Clancy, I was thinking, while I was laying there and... While I was laying there on my deathbed, that money ain't everything. You know, that there are a lot of other things in life. Hello? Oh, hello, Tuffy. It's me, Archie. Well, certainly I'm still alive. Better luck next time, huh? You know, Tuffy, the richer you get, the crummier you get. What's your goal, anyway? Oh, you want to be the crummiest man in town? Tuffy, look, money ain't going to make you happy. I've been thinking it over, and you should look at it my way, too. See, in the first place, you can't take it with you. In the second place, where you're going, it'd melt anyhow. Okay, I'll call you back.
Oh, you really hopped up on this new philosophy, ain't you?
Thank you.
that commodity is. Red-headed nurses know for me. And look just like Raymond Lynn, don't he? So, naturally, I take this as a hint. Hey, what's everybody doing over there at the table?
Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
Hey, what is all of this?
Well, it's a surprise party.
Sit down, Arch. Over here at the head of the table.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Which nobody can deny. Well, gang, I don't know what to say, except that this is a wonderful tribute to my late tonsils. And I know that if they were here, they'd feel the same way about it. I want to thank you all from the cockles of my heart.
Well, okay. So let's start it. Here, Rod. Have a ham hock.
Then again, let go of my arm.
Now, don't get mad about it, Miss Duffy. Anybody would have made the same mistake. Don't let little things annoy you. Have a philosophy. Now, come on, gang. Leave us start eating.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, fellas, you don't know how a tribute like this touches me. No, I love you guys. Each and every one. Do you know it? Well, I do. Throwing this dinner for me tonight. What a sweet thought it was. I sometimes wonder if I'm worthy of you, sir.
Bap.
Very cute reply, Frank.
Well, now that we've met, Art, as your oldest friend, I would like to propose it.
Well, thank you. Listen.
To Archie and his tonsils, I bequeath this little rhyme. I knew he had it in him all the time. I thank you.
Finnegan, did you make that up all by yourself?
Oh, please. With anonymous.
Well, thank the guy for me. Again, very sweet.
Now, how about the toast from Eddie the waiter?
I don't know what to.
Oh, go ahead, Eddie. Just say something flattering.
Well, okay. Well, Mr. Archie has always been a real friend. And while he was in the hospital, I really. Little things he did. Some of them was very small. Hardly worth mentioning, even. I like the way he moved his elbow from side to side while I wiped the bar. His cheerful, encouraging smile while I threw out a cup. His shy, apologetic manner when he Eddie, do you need 10 whole minutes to eat lunch? It's these things that made me love him. I think.
Now I would like to give a toast.
Well, thank you, Miss Duffy.
A is for the argument we have had. R is for the times I've been abroad. C is for the test you from Papa.
Miss Duffy, that touches me. You know, it's little thoughts like that that make a man want to go and have his throat cut all over again.
Oh. Come now, Arch, let's not get sticky. So, hey, Clancy, you ain't said nothing yet.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to say I've known Archie ever since Annapolis. You all remember them days when Joe Annapolis, the Greek butcher, had a shop on 3rd Avenue. At the time, Archie was a chicken plucker. That was when I first met him. Annapolis reported to the sergeant one day that 2 chickens and 3 steaks had been plucked from his shop. To make a long story short, I knew then that Archie would go a long way. I think the way he's handled this tavern has proved it. In conclusion, may I say that I know this friend of the police, this lover of law and order, this protector of civil and constitutional rights, will unhesitatingly buy 2 tickets to the annual policeman's ball. That'll be $2, please.
Wait a minute. $2? That's all the money I got. Well, okay, here. Money ain't everything. Friendship means more. Your friendship here tonight, folks, has touched me. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I wouldn't trade it for Bing Crosby's voice. Not for Clark Gable's look. Not for Lana Turner herself. You know, I had a lot to think about while I was laid up, and I realized that there's more than money in this world. Friendship, like yours. The little things. Peace of mind. Tranquility. Hello, Duffy. Huh? You been thinking it over what I said about money? Well, that's nice to hear, Duffy, but you gonna do anything about it? You gonna dock me for the 2 weeks that I was away? You dirty crook! Why, you dirty runner!
Archie, peace and tranquility.
Will you please shut your mouth, you thick-headed cop? Now, look, Duffy, if you dock me one time, I'll come right down there and punch you in the nose.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.